Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for your presence. I'll be talking about the effects of ethanol and methyl jasmonate on the quality parameters of broccoli as well as some phytochemical composition of this vegetable. First, we'll explain what is broccoli, important aspects of human nutrition, physiological aspect of preservation and induction of secondary metabolites, also the effect of ethanol and methyl jasmonate on the synthesis of these compounds, and finally some specific patterns of the induction. So broccoli is a vegetable. The word derived from Latin, which basically means branch, and we normally eat broccoli as the flower that is considered the vegetable. And here is a very condensed diagram of the primary and secondary metabolism of the brassica. And I want to focus on two basic molecules, which are the glucosinolates, which can be derived into or classified in three families, and these are aliphatic, aromatic, and indole type. And then you have the phenolic compounds, and there are plenty of them, but I'll be talking about the cinnamic derivatives, basically the hydroxycinnamic acids, and also the flavonoids, quercetin and camphorol. These compounds are, of course, very important for us because it has been shown, it has been proven, at least in vitro, that they have certain activities against some diseases, especially about cancer and also some cardiovascular diseases. It is worth to mention, though, that the way that we prepare these vegetable is important because actually the glucosinolates are not the bioactive compounds. These are the isothiocyanates. But during the preparation, we can also expect some other compounds such as nitriles and thiocyanates. So we are looking for isothiocyanates. So if you cook gently, you can expect to have the 100% conversion to these compounds. While if you eat the broccoli raw, probably you will have in nitriles, which are not the bioactive compounds. So that is just a basic knowledge. But before we have in, or we can expect these compounds or biomolecules, broccoli needs to be delivered to the consumer fresh and in a good shape of quality. And this is normally done by two means, which are low temperature and high relative humidity. So these are the main treatments that have been used in the past and are being used now. And that is to preserve the green color and also to decrease the fungal growth. Of course, there are other treatments. We already heard about one of them, which is the modified atmospheres. But we can also apply some radiation treatments, ozone treatments, and lots more of them. But here, I'll be focusing on only two, ethanol and methyl jasmonate. Ethanol normally is used as a disinfection agent, but it's very uncommon to use that as a treatment. So that is the reason because we were interested in this compound. And then you have the jasmonate, which are plant signals. And this, of course, they are already known to induce the plant defense. So the way that we proceed with the experiment was to is a fumigation process in a hermetic chamber, and we fixed two concentration. Those concentration were done previously. We tried several of them, and these two were the ones that we chose: the 10,000 ppm for ethanol and 1 ppm for methyl jasmonate, different exposure times. We analyzed the quality measurements, some biochemical analysis, and of course the secondary metabolites. So first step was to determine what was the hormetic or effective dose for further experiments. And the way that we did that was in terms of color measurement. So the only thing that you need to know here is that this total color change, the lower, the best. So in probably here in these slides it's not very evident, but in terms of ethanol, the best one was 30 minutes, and in the case of methyl jasmonate was 45. So after that, after we had that hormetic dose, we wanted to have other doses, the control, which is broccoli florets, which are not exposed, and we quadruply the exposure time. So meaning that if the hormetic dose was 30 minutes, those 30 minutes multiplied by 4 give us 120 minutes, and was the same case for methyl jasmonate. 45, 4 times, give us 180 minutes. So this is the chlorophyll result. You can see clearly that ethanol is preserving this molecule, whereas methyl jasmonate clearly is affecting the content of the chlorophyll. So we wanted to know why. So next step was the overall metabolism of the plant, that is the respiration rate. Also, you can see here that ethanol is not affecting that metabolism, but methyl jasmonate is doing that. So it is increasing or accelerating the process, the overall metabolism of the vegetable. And here, the consequence of that process is in the methyl jasmonate. I want to point out only the antioxidant capacity. The overall antioxidant capacity is decreasing with both doses of methyl jasmonate. And then, on the other hand, you have the ethanol, which basically is having the inverse effect. It's increasing some phenolic compounds and specific flavonoids, in this case the camphorol. It's not very significant, not very relevant, but it's still significant. In case of glucosinolates, here you need to know that these total glucobrazicins are indole type glucosinolates. So in the case of ethanol, it's increasing indole type and also aliphatic type, which is the glucoraphanin. So ethanol is doing both. We expect methyl jasmonate to have some effect on glucosinolates because it's already known, and that was the case. And in fact, this molecule was very specific. It was inducing the 4-hydroxyglucobrazicin and the neoglucobrazicin content, but not the aliphatic type. And finally, the hydroxycinnamic content was the only one or the only class of phenolic compounds that were induced by methyl jasmonate. And that wasn't the case of ethanol. In fact, it was very, it was not significant at the end of storage. So specific patterns of this exposure, and these are mainly hypotheses, because we didn't measure ethylene, for instance. So ethanol reduced ethylene production, probably. Also, it could be attributed to some increased reductive power, because ethanol can be oxidized to acetaldehyde. Or it could be also, we think that ethanol is being metabolized by the tissue, so the pool of amino acids is increasing. So that is one of the hypotheses. In the case of methyl jasmonate, it could have increased the concentration of ethylene. And because of this, it can add together to increase the concentration of indole type glucosinolates, or methyl jasmonate by itself, it's increasing the concentration of these types of glucosinolates. Conclusion is that ethanol increase quality parameters, also the secondary metabolites. In the case of methyl jasmonate, it was only indole type glucosinolates, and only some, it's not phenolic, but flavonoid content. Of course, you have the price. It's very clear that methyl jasmonate is much more expensive that compared to ethanol. So that is all that I have to present to you. If you have some questions, I will try to answer them. And thank you for your attention. Besides the yellowing and this induction of secondary metabolites, no. No.
Softening or even of that?
Sorry? Softening? Softening?
Yeah.
We didn't measure the texture, so I cannot respond to that. But it was, you know, by touching was the same, but I cannot see or tell if there's some difference on that aspect. Yeah.
Any impact on aroma of the vegetable?
Yeah, again, it's something that we didn't measure. But if you are probably thinking about off odor, no. It was same aroma of controls. Yeah, fresh broccoli. Thank you.